You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 203, How Do I Teach My Children Everything? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome to this week's episode. I am excited to talk to you about my kids because I can, and I'm always excited to talk about my kids. It's kind of fun to think about when I started this podcast with Karim that I did have all seven kids. George was born and none of them were adults and still figuring out a lot of things. And now here I am with three adult children and the four other kids that are still homeschooling with me, but just have three graduates, homeschool graduates. So it's kind of fun. I wanted to talk about, so I have the two sons and then the daughter. And I wanted to talk a little bit about my daughter. She's been in town for a little bit, so we have been spoiled in having her here home, and it's been awesome. So she graduated with her associates at 16, and she's just cool. And she really had a desire to travel. And so she graduated her birthday. She has a summer birthday. So she graduated in May and then turned 17 a few months later, and she really wanted to travel. But she was a minor, so she was trying to figure out, how do I make this happen? How do I do this? And an opportunity came up with a homeschool family we know that needed a nanny in Puerto Rico. And she went down there. They loved her. They hired her. And so she went and lived with them in Puerto Rico. So they had her first semester. Then we got her home in the summer. And then they had her again. We got her for December. And then they got her a little bit longer. We were hoping to keep her longer, but she went back to work for them. And now I've had her home for 3 weeks, and she is headed to Thailand for 3 months to go and teach English. So she has been finding just ways to create the path where she wants to travel and to do some of these cool experiences. And so by the time that this episode actually airs, she will be gone and be in Thailand and going after her dreams. And it's been so much fun having her home and seeing the growth that has taken place in her and seeing her go after her dreams. I think it is exciting when anybody goes after their dreams, when anybody does hard, challenging things and rises up to it. And so it's been so fun having her here and watching her. But also what we don't see is when somebody is going after their dreams, sometimes we don't see the hard part. And sometimes we don't see the struggle. We don't see, I think I just watched a thing with Michael Phelps not too long ago. So the Olympian swimmer, right? Where he's like, I went and went swim when I didn't want to. And I went and did all my exercises when I didn't want to. And my coach and I had a plan when I didn't feel like it. What was I going to do? And just like the hard work that went into this amazing athlete, right? So often we focus on like, wow, Michael Phelps won all these gold medals. And sometimes we want to count it to luck. And sometimes we wanted to give him credit to like genetics or something like that. But he put in a ton of work. And so going after dreams is rarely a smooth ride, a lot of ups and downs. And so my daughter has been no different with this. And as she's been home, I've had the opportunity to coach her several times with some of these bumps. And even when she was in Puerto Rico, just different struggles that she would have, different concerns she would have, like, how do I connect with kids? How do I do this? Well, I was teaching, she was teaching and doing all these types of things. So I've had the opportunity to coach her several times, and I shared this with her permission. But as she's been home these last little bit, so Puerto Rico was a really good transition because she lived with the family and, she kind of knew them. I knew them a lot better, but she knew them, but, they're really good people. It's a lot of the same values that my family has. And so it was a really nice transition because they had room, board, they did her groceries, right? They did all that stuff. So it was like a nice transition from living out of the house, but not completely being on your own. So that was good. So she had some different trials and different things she would struggle with while she was there. But now she's going to Thailand and she's not going to be living with a family that she knows. And she's going to be, she'll be working at a school teaching English, and there are a lot of unknowns. and like, what is the food going to be like and the time zone difference? So when she's in Puerto Rico, parts of the year were 2 hours apart and parts of the year were 3 hours apart. And so we usually could communicate almost every single day, but Thailand's going to be different because our time zone will be very different. So she's been very nervous with that. I'm nervous about food, nervous about the travel, all those types of things, and being the adult. So when she's nannying, right, like there was still a mom and a dad there. And so they could help with a lot of things. And now she's going to be in charge. And so just different comments, like just different concerns and worries that she's had as she's about to embark on this next adventure. And just having the opportunity to coach her and guide her and mentor her, even though she doesn't really live with me anymore and she's an adult and can do what she wants. It made me reflect and think about when my oldest was turning 18 and he was a senior and graduating, and I was worrying so much. Had I taught him enough? Have I failed this kid? Like, I've invested. He started homeschool. He did kindergarten. And then I started homeschooling him a month into first grade. So he's my cute little guinea pig. Here he is, a full-grown man, an adult. And I'm looking at him going, oh, did I do enough? Have I failed this child? Does he know everything he needs to know? And it really weighed on my heart. And I started feeling a lot of panic. And look at all my shortcomings, right? That's what we do. Like, well, here's where I'm inadequate. Here's where I didn't do enough. And it was really shortly thereafter that I had the strongest impression that just reminded me, you are his mother for eternity. There is no rush. There is no cutoff time. There is nothing that says I had to teach him everything by 18. And this has stayed with me, and it has profoundly changed my perspective on things, of that worry that I only have until 18 and then I'm done and I never get another chance to teach my children again. So when the next two children graduated, I reminded myself I didn't need to teach them everything. First off, because that really is impossible. And second, I am their mother for eternity. So as my daughter has been home, there has been so many opportunities of guiding her and teaching her and still loving on her. She didn't need to know all of this right when she turned 18 or 17 as she was moving out of the house. She didn't have to know it then. And she's still going to learn so much more. And she's going to keep coming back to me and saying, Mom, what about this? Mom, what about this? I am her mother forever. So it's interesting too, because my adult children are almost more inclined to actually listen to me and apply the things that my husband and I are teaching them, even more so than when they were teens, right? Because when they're teens, they know everything, or like they don't have bills or the responsibility as an adult or those types of things. So it's kind of like, yeah. But now here they are as adults and like, wow, how do I actually implement all the things you were teaching me? Like, what do I do with different comments and concerns that come up? What do I do with this problem? What do I do? Like these things I did not foresee. So a big part of our homeschool was obviously connection and relationships and really connecting with them. The next part was really teaching them habits that would help them to be successful in their life. So not just academically successful, but to be successful with money, to be successful with their emotions and managing those and taking responsibility for their emotions, taking responsibility for their own intelligence and studying and working hard and doing all those things, to learning how to be successful physically, knowing how to take care of their health and laundry and cooking and all those things. And then socially, how can they make the world a better place and help beautify something outside of themselves and being kind and loving to other people. And then finally, spiritually, how to be successful spiritually. So that was a huge, huge part of our homeschool. And so now that these three have, I guess my oldest doesn't, he still lives at home, but the other two have moved out and they're actually practicing these things. They're coming back and asking for help as they're implementing different things, as they're asking questions. I really want to make some really healthy meals that don't cost a lot of money, and coming back and wanting to be taught. I'm really nervous. How do I feel anxiety? How do I feel scared and do it anyway? Just different things that come up for them. Friends, I know when your kids are young or they're in junior high or high school age and you're starting to get worried and it's starting to feel daunting, But how in the world am I going to teach my child everything by 18? Let me just tell you right now, you don't have to teach them everything by 18. I'd made a plan with what I could teach my children by 18. And the biggest thing for me was to teach habits that would help them to be successful and different things I value and different morals and things like that, right? But I don't have to teach them everything by 18 because I am their mother forever. And I'm teaching them so much right now, just as they're young 20s, right? And 18, 19 years old. I'm getting the opportunity to still teach them things. And when they get into a relationship and are getting close to marriage, I'm going to be able to teach them even more things. And then when they become a parent, I'm going to get the even more opportunity to teach them things. So today, I want to leave you with hope. Hope that everything is going to be okay, that you don't have to teach them everything by 18. There is no cutoff time of like, well, you missed your boat. You're like, too bad, so sad. You're never going to get this time back with your kid. So take a deep breath. Have some hope. When your children are still home, this is why this connection piece is so important, is so that they will come back to you to have you continue to teach them. And remember, you get to be their parent forever and teach them always. Friends, have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next time.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.